Investors in the marijuana industry are looking to Massachusetts for big profits. An investment firm in the cannabis industry called the ArcView Group predicts the market for legal marijuana could reach $1 billion by 2020 in Massachusetts. ArcView CEO Troy Dayton went as far as to say that Boston could become, quote, the cannabis capital of the world. One reason for that is simple geography. Massachusetts is an easy drive from heavily populated eastern states where pot is still illegal. It could also mean an influx of so-called marijuana tourists. For a glimpse into how that might affect us here in Massachusetts, we're joined now by the mayor of Boulder, Colorado, Suzanne Jones, who's been dealing with the ups and downs of legal marijuana since it became legal in Colorado in 2014. Mayor Jones, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been looking at websites promoting marijuana tourism. I'm wondering if you would describe or characterize marijuana tourism in Boulder.
Well, it's definitely one of the draws, I think. We like to think that there's many other reasons to come to Boulder as well, but I think cannabis tourism is certainly an added cherry on top.
So, as mayor, you welcome it.
Well, yeah. I mean, when it was on the ballot back in 2012, it certainly passed statewide, obviously, but within Boulder to the tune of 75%. So clearly it was something our residents welcomed. And so as leaders of the city, we went forward to embrace it and figure out the best way to regulate the industry in a responsible way that also would meet the voters' expectations.
Is there any way to yet gauge what the value of marijuana-related tourism is in Boulder, dollar-wise?
Well, since it's a relatively new industry, it's only been around a couple of years, it's hard to pin down that number, but certainly it's significant. It's contributing both at the retail level, but also in terms of a sales tax level to the city. That much we know for sure.
What kinds of businesses is it helping?
Some of this is anecdotal, but we know that people do take cannabis vacations, or it's an added reason on top of other reasons to come to visit us. And people stay in hotels, and they go out to our many restaurants, and I believe tend to stay longer.
After recreational marijuana was voted legal in four states, including Massachusetts, this last November, you said you were glad Colorado wouldn't have to bear the brunt of people moving to the state for legal marijuana. What did you mean by that? I'm wondering, are you seeing any problems associated with more people coming to Colorado?
Right now, Colorado's economy is booming. It's above the national average, and then Boulder's even higher than that. You know, and that's a great thing, but right now we're the second in terms of the fastest rate of population growth in the country. We are also ranked third in terms of having the fastest rising home prices. So it's always better to have a boom than a bust, but managing the challenges of a boom is also something that it'd be great to spread the wealth, as they say. People are worried that we don't want to, you know, kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Marijuana is one of our amenities, but we don't need to be the only state in the country known for it. So we welcome some other states to the party.
Last year, the Boulder City Council created a marijuana advisory panel made up of cannabis consumers and health experts, among others. What's the goal here, and has it been effective?
I think it's been very effective. We started out here in the city of Boulder. I mean, we were creating regulations from, you know, a blank slate, right? It's a new industry. How do you start out creating a good set of regulations? And so we started out pretty strict. We put into place some strict regulations about how clumped these businesses could be together, how close, obviously, you don't want them too close to schools and whatnot. And we got off to a good start, but as the industry's matured and proven itself, they wanted us to relax some standards and make it a little bit easier to do business. And so we thought, you know what, the industry's proved itself, it's been a good actor, let's relax some of the tight regulations so that it's more business friendly.
So let me ask you one last question. As state and municipal officials in Massachusetts consider how to regulate legalized marijuana here, and individual cities and towns, of course, will consider whether or not they want legal pot shops open in their towns, do you have advice?
Yes. I think it's important to have good statewide policy, and then I believe local governments should be able to go further in terms of regulating the industry to create the type of industry they want or don't want in their towns. And I would say start out strict. You can always relax your regulations as the industry proves itself. I think the big focus here was to make sure it did not get into the hands of underage youth, certainly didn't get in, didn't increase with the legalization of marijuana. That was kind of the important thing to really focus on. And so we've been working hard on that. The other thing I would say is growing marijuana indoors uses an incredible amount of electricity. And so require this new industry to use renewable energy or to buy offsets. Just do that from the get-go because it will increase your energy output, and you might as well get some added community benefit from that by having it be green energy.
Suzanne Jones, mayor of Boulder, Colorado, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me, and best of luck.